Today, after my evening run around the West Coast area, I thought it would be interesting to do a quick analysis of some condos in the neighborhood. Here, I'll be comparing a mix of newer and older resale condominium to find out which projects have outperformed and which have lagged behind over the years. Well, the goal is very simple, to learn from past performance and hopefully make better property investment decisions in the future. For this analysis, I've really done most of the heavy lifting for you. I've compared the average transacted price from 2018 to 2026, focusing only on units between 750 and 1,500 square feet. This will help to eliminate extreme outliers and give us a more accurate comparison. Here, let's start with the project that performed the weakest. First up is the Sorrento. This is a boutique freehold development along West Coast Road with only 131 units. The authentic TOP in 2015 and consists mainly of smaller 1 and 2 bedroom units with only a limited number of 3 bedroom apartments. Back in 2018, the average price was around 1626 PSF. Fast forward to 2026 and the average price has increased to about 1776 PSF. That's a gain of only 9% over 8 years. For a relatively new freehold development, I would say that the performance has been rather modest. Next, we have West Cove, a 99 years leasehold development along West Coast Crescent. This low-rise project obtained TOP in 1998 and comprised 234 units. In 2018, units were transacting at an average of 848 PSF. Today, the average price is around 1104 PSF, representing a respectable gain of 30%. Moving on, we have Blue Horizon. This is one of the iconic condominiums in the West Coast area. The project obtained TOP in 2005 and consists of 616 units, sitting on a sizable land parcel with full condo facility. It remains popular among home buyers. Since 2018, Blue Horizon has achieved a price appreciation of approximately 36%, which is quite decent considering its shorter remaining lease compared to newer development. Further down the road, we have the Stella, a freehold condominium along West Coast Road. Completed in 2008, it comprised of 162 units. Back in 2018, the average price was around 1,200 per square feet. Today, it stands at approximately 1728 PSF. That translates into a very respectable gain of 44%. At this point, I couldn't help but compare this resale project with a newer development that was launched back in 2018. Let's talk about Wisteria Grand. Wisteria Grand is a 99 years leasehold condominium located along West Coast Vale. It obtained TOP in 2022 and comprised 716 units. During its launch in 2018, units were sold at an average of around 133 OPSF. Fast forward to 2026, and average price have crossed the 2,000 per square feet mark. That represents an impressive gain of about 51%, making it the best performance project in today's comparison. So, what conclusion can we draw from this? First, the Sorrento may not be the best benchmark because transaction volume for larger units are limited. As such, its price performance may not accurately reflect the development overall appeal. Secondly, older 99 years leasehold projects such as West Cove and Blue Horizon still deliver healthy gain of between 30% and 36%. This tells us that the overall market has moved up significantly since the pandemic years. The Stella, with its freehold tenure, performed even better, recording a 44% gain over the same period. This means freehold condos are still appealing to home buyers. However, the clear winner here is Wisteria Grand, which achieved a remarkable 51% increase. What makes this particularly interesting is that Wisteria Grand is located in a relatively secular corner of the West Coast area. So, why does it perform so well? After reviewing the land cost, I noticed that the estimated break-even cost was only around 1314 PSF. This suggests that the developer was selling units close to break-even cost during the initial launch phase, when the market was still relatively soft in 2018. As market sentiment improved and sales momentum picked up, subsequent units were sold at a much higher prices. Of course, many of those later sales involved higher floor units as well. This highlights an important lesson. When developers launch projects at attractive price point, buyers have a greater margin of safety and a higher probability of making profit when they eventually sell them in the resale market. The reverse hold the same. Another observation is that the launch price of around 1330 PSF was extremely attractive for a brand new condominium back in 2018. At the same time, older development like Blue Horizon were already transacting at around 1000 per square feet. In other words, buyers only need to pay a relatively small premium, say 30% to enjoy a brand new home with a fresh 99 years lease. Looking back, that decision made a lot of financial sense. So there you have it, a simple comparison of several West Coast condominiums and how they have performed over the past 8 years. Here, do you agree with my observation? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below.